You think God's any respect of persons? Anytime anybody will meet the conditions, He can restore. He's a God of restoration, praise God. Yeah, some folks just don't like to see folks restored. They lose anything to talk about. They don't have nothing to gossip about when folks gets restored. Amen. They'd rather keep chewing on them. Amen. Woo, how many believe God can bring folks back? And even take them higher than they've ever been. Hallelujah. Yes, He can. And Jimmy Collins hit the nail right on the head. Or was it Richard said it's a spiritual people that restore folks. Let him that is spiritual restore. The carnal, amen, they make cannon fodder out of them. The carnal, oh man, they write newspaper editorials, articles about it. Amen. But the spiritual, they restore. Hallelujah. Well, all we got to do is meet God's conditions, and it's not all that hard to meet God's conditions. Repent. Hey, ain't it worth it? No more effort than it takes to have an eternity forever. Happiness and peace in your soul, ain't it worth it to repent? My goodness, I'd hate to be so hard-headed I couldn't repent when it was so precious and bring such great blessings. Amen. I'd hate to be so dog-headed, hard-headed, and it just hang on to the back of the seat and wouldn't repent out of pride. Well, pride won't buy you nothing. Pride won't buy you one day in eternity. Yeah, I'm saving face. I'm afraid of what my peers will think, my friends will think. I've been a leader out here in sin, and I don't want them to think that I'm weak or nothing. Hey, that shows you are weak. When you afraid of what friends might think if you saved your soul from hell, if you dragged your soul out of the pit, and you got dissatisfied about the fact that you was going to an eternal hell forever, and you got saved? Afraid of what your friends? With friends like that, who needs enemies? With friends like that, amen. Well, I'll tell you what, we can do without friends like that, can't we? Praise God. Find you a new set of friends. Bless your heart. Oh, afraid we won't be popular? Well, you're trying to be popular with the wrong bunch. You're trying to be popular with the hell crowd. The broad way. Amen. Get popular with the right bunch. You can be somebody before you die. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. A pearl of great price at your disposal. Hallelujah. Amen. Joshua 15:13, and unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which is Hebron. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, and Ahiman, and Talmiah, and the children of Anak. And he went up hence to the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir before was Kirjath-Sefer. Amen. And Caleb said, he that smiteth Kirjath-Sefer and taketh in him, I'll give Atsah my daughter to wife. And the Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Atsah, his daughter, to wife. Amen. Well, glory to God. I'd like to talk about for a little while one old man. One old man beside Joshua and a whole bunch of young ones going into Canaan's land. Amen. One old man. I mean, there was nobody in the camp as old as Caleb beside Joshua, and he was the leader. Amen. They were twins in the faith, if you please. And they're the only ones that God allowed to go into Canaan above 20 years old and upward. Amen. One old man, praise God, with a generation of younger ones. Hallelujah. What about that? Don't you know he looked kind of funny? Amen. But he didn't feel funny. He said, my eyes not dim, and my strength hasn't waned. Give me the hills. I'll take them. Hallelujah. Brother, a new day had dawned. The children of God had left the wilderness. They had marched across Jordan, dry shot. They had marched around Jericho, and now they have instituted a campaign to drive out the inhabitants of Canaan and take the country. And right along with all the younger ones was an old gentleman by the name of Caleb, leading out in the fight. Woo, what a general he was. Leading out in the battle. Glory to God. One old man, praise God. Caleb, how did you do it? Folks, there could have been a whole bunch Caleb's age. Even Moses didn't get to go in. Just one old man of the original bunch that started. Oh, there are many that start in the race. But with the light, they failed to keep pace. Others accept it because it is new, but not very many intend to go through. How did you do it, Caleb? Well, bless God, I programmed myself to make it through. Did you know that we program ourselves to fail? Right after I got saved, a little voice said, and I accepted it somehow or other, after this conviction wears off, I can go back to the world and enjoy some of the things of the world. Amen. All us kids knew that you couldn't do the things you used to do if you got saved. You know what, Sister Alexander? I programmed myself to backslide. Or let the devil do it. Amen. He suggested it and I accepted it. Hey, Caleb didn't program himself to fail. He didn't intend to start out like a stick of dynamite and wind up like a 2-cent firecracker. He didn't intend to start out like a bonfire and wind up like a penny match. Amen. No, sir. Hallelujah. He programmed himself to make it all the way. Amen. You know what's wrong with some folks? They let the devil play a dirty trick on them and tell them, you're tired. You're bored. Amen. Boy, I mean, you can get a spring in their step with some of the things of the world. Amen. I mean, just let a fire sale take place, a red hot sale take place. Amen. Man, I'm telling you, they'll strip every gear to get there. Woo, glory to God. And first, hallelujah, man alive, it's just a matter of what motivates us, huh? Praise God. We need to get programmed to succeed. We need to get programmed to go on. We need to get programmed to go over, praise God. How did you do it? Amen. And then you might ask the question, why did they miss it? Is God a respecter of persons? He never was he? God was a respecter of persons in the Old Testament. And he's not a respecter of persons in the New Testament. Well, Brother Collins, you just don't know my problems. Oh, yes, I do. I got the same ones. Amen. Well, some folks' problem is this, and some folks' problem is that. One fellow in Kansas City said, my problem is this. Amen. And he thought he was the only man that had ever had problem with his problem. Amen. Bless his heart. Amen. You know what he did? He just knuckled down to it. James said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. Hey, there was a whole bunch of leaders that started out, but Joshua stayed right with Moses, Jimmy Collin. He said, I'm sticking with Moses. Glory. Abishai stuck with David. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you, if you'll stay with the right thing, you can make it. But if you take off after Corey and them that bunch, you'll not get halfway through the wilderness to the Canaan land. You get influenced by the wrong crowd and you get to listen to the wrong voices. Amen. Oh, yeah. You girls start listening to Moses' sister. She said, Moses ain't the only pickle on the dish. See, God's got some more people that's anointed too. You know what she got? She got a smoke with leprosy. Amen. And they had to hold up the camp for Miriam. Brother Asher preached a whole message on waiting on Miriam. Praise God. Held up the whole camp for Miriam's sake. Amen. Because Miriam was still outside the camp and it was time to move. Amen. God said, let her off, Lord. God said, if her dad had a spit in her face, she'd have been unclean. Amen. She's had leprosy and she's got to stay without the camp. She's got to learn better. Well, Miriam, she didn't make it in neither. Amen. And Moses, he went with that grumbling, murmuring crowd so long that Moses, amen, got old and bitter one day and he smote that rock instead of speaking to it. Went against God in his anger and in his madness, amen, and Moses didn't get to go in. Well, Brother Collins, if Moses didn't get to go in, I can't go in. Joshua did. If Moses didn't get to go in, I sure can't make it. Well, Caleb did. Huh? You don't have to be a failure because somebody else is. Hey, you're going to program your computer after somebody else's? You're liable to get the same virus that they got. Amen. When are we ever going to learn to be responsible for our decisions? Hallelujah. I mean, Brother Richard was hitting a nail right on the head every lick. Praise God. Listen to this. This goes along with what Brother Richard preached in the prayer service. Then Peter opened his mouth. This is the New Testament, folks. Amen. This is the church age, if you will, folks. Amen. Acts chapter 10, verse 34, Peter is about to open a brand new door. Amen. Listen to this. Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respect of person. You say, well, you just don't understand because I'm different. No, you ain't. Pardon the vernacular. Amen. We had ain't, but we didn't have vernacular down in Arkansas. Amen. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respect of person. Listen to this. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh and doeth what? Worketh and doeth what? And worketh, say worketh. I know you've heard all these voices over the media and over the waves, you know, that say works don't count. Amen. Well, you can't get anywhere without them neither. Come on. Amen. But in every nation he that feareth him, this is Peter preaching in a dispensation of the grace of God, every nation that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted, 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 accepted. Say hallelujah, I'm accepted. Hoo-wee. Some of you ain't got quite with it yet. Amen. You're not quite tuned in yet. Your mind's wandering. Bless your heart. Amen. If you're not careful, your mind will be wandering when it comes time to march. It comes time to go forward. Praise God. Every nation that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Well, if anybody had an excuse to go to hell, Cornelius did. He was rich and increased with goods. He had an office. He was busy. Amen. But he didn't let that keep him from serving God. Amen. He was an outsider. He was called a dog by the Jews and still considered an outsider. They called Peter and Paul and Barnabas on the carpet for preaching the gospel to the Gentiles. I'm talking about Holy Ghost folks at Jerusalem. That was there on the day of Pentecost and afterwards. They was as biased and prejudiced as could be. Amen. They ever had heard anything else. They ever had been taught anything else. Amen. Brother, everybody hated Gentile just like they did. Everybody looked at Gentile like dogs just like they did. Amen. Even Peter took backwater on the angelic messenger that let that sheet down and said, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat. Not so, Lord. Nothing common or unclean has ever entered into my mouth." Hallelujah. And God said, "Don't call common and unclean what the Lord has cleansed." Sweet Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, who was he about to cleanse? Hallelujah. This fellow that piled his alms and his prayers up on the outside because he wasn't accepted. Glory to God, he was determined as that Syrophoenician woman that came to Jesus and begged Jesus to heal her little girl. And Jesus said, "It is not fit, not meet, not fit, not fitting to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs." But she said, "Lord, in effect, I'm your dog, and you'd feed your dog, wouldn't you? Don't they eat the crumbs underneath the table? Praise God." And Jesus said, "I've not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. Your daughter's healed." When are we going to quit making excuses and take responsibility for our own spiritual life ourselves? Huh? Amen. I mean, if Cornelius, bless your heart, had been wont to, if he had been that kind of a guy that was looking for a cop-out, he'd have said, "They won't let me in. That's the way they feel about it. Forget it." Amen. But brother, you couldn't run him off. Hallelujah, you couldn't throw enough rocks at him to run him off. Woo, he just kept piling up those prayers. He just kept piling up those alms. Amen, and pretty soon you just pile them so high they'll run over the wall. Amen, you'll have a landslide after a while. Glory to God, and God looked around one day and it was a landslide. It was Cornelius' prayers and alms. Amen, that was sliding over the wall. And he said, "Go tell him that God is no respect of persons." We got a sister here tonight that's going on 92, 91 years old and testified a good while about being saved. 63 years. If God kept her, he'd keep you. If God kept her, he can keep me. Hallelujah. Oh, we don't have to become bitter old men. Praise God. We can be soldiers of the cross. We can be winners for God. Amen. One reason God cut down the lifespan of men, the age of humanity after the flood, was that men didn't get better by living longer. They got worse. Until every thought and imagination of their heart was only evil continually. Amen. They were wicked before God. Amen. And Havis said that's like the fellow that's accused of being a pickpocket, and they've got him in court. And while they've got him in court, right in front of the judge, he picks a lawyer's pocket. Amen. Hallelujah. He just can't quit. He's an incorrigible. Amen. And there's something sticking out of that lawyer's pocket, and he grabs it with a lightning speed. Amen. And he's got it in his pocket. He's a sinner right in front of the judge. And there are men tonight that are sinners before the Lord. There are sinners before the judge. But you don't have to be. Ooh, glory. Brother Collins said, eat crow while it's warm. If you're going to eat crow, that simply means, amen, apologize quick to God. Don't chew on it for a year. Don't chew on it for a month, 6 months. No, no, no. Amen. You think Caleb had any problems? Hey, Moses got bitter because he had to run with 3 million people. Amen. They were rebelling against God. What do you think about Joshua and Caleb? You think they weren't tempted to? Huh? Why, they is tempted to go with the crowd too. Amen. They is tempted to turn against Moses too. They is tempted to turn against the pastor too. Huh? Amen. You think the pastor wants something bad for you? You think the pastor wants something evil for you? You think the pastor don't want you to make it? Do you think for the longest day you live that your pastor don't want you to be an overcomer? You think the longest day you live that Moses didn't want them to make it? No! Moses was the only reason they did make it! God would have wiped them all off the face of the earth if Moses hadn't interceded for them. But Moses interceded for them. Praise God. And oh, his patience was tried. Amen. Listen, if you're backslid tonight, you haven't got anybody to blame but yourself. Don't you whine to me or anybody else. Oh, if they'd do so and so, if they'd do this up there, if we ever find out who they is, we'd hang them by the thumbs. To a sour apple tree. Amen. Oh, yes, if they do this, I do that. Hey, ain't you got a Bible to read? Haven't you got an altar to pray at? Won't your knees bend? Hey, your tongue rattles about everything else. Why don't you tell God about it? Hey, and get on the telephone and talk about everybody under the sun and talk for an hour and say nothing. Why don't you tell God? Amen. When are we going to ever take responsibility for our fate? Yes, it lies right at our own front doorstep. Amen. Hey, don't only wish you'd have done better, do better. Amen. Don't only wish you'd have been faithful, be faithful. Praise God. Don't only wish you'd have read the Bible more, read it more. Hallelujah. Don't only wish you'd have prayed more, pray more. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, but don't ever lose faith. Don't ever lose courage. Joshua, Caleb, how did you make it? 4 strong winds have blown against my journey, and those clouds, says your plan, just won't fly. But like an eagle I gazed in the tempest, and on a mighty gust I soared to the sky. How am I going to pray if I pray by myself? Woo! I'm gonna stand if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it to glory. Well, if they don't go, I'm a going anyway. Hallelujah. I mentioned last night, praise God, in the last analysis, we are responsible for our own actions. And tonight, let me repeat, Caleb made it because he took a responsible attitude. Amen. A personal responsibility about his future. Amen. Ah, yes, the curtain. Ah, yes, the iron curtain has gone down. But the religious curtain has gone up in Russia this week. Amen. I mean the president of the republic signed it into law. No mission 15 years or younger could exist. That cancels all of them out. Amen. What in the world are we going to do? Hey, wait just a minute now. Amen. There's been some good seed sown in Russia. Glory to God. And the ones among whom the seed is sown are going to have to take responsibility for their own actions. Amen. Let me say this. The Christians in Russia are going to have to stand up on their own haunches. Glory to God and build a church for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Oh yes, it may be that they had too much of an invasion of the liberal charismatic movement anyway. Amen. A watered down version of Pentecost anyhow. And God didn't want it. Praise God. And so he shuts the door ka-slam. What in the world is missionary activity gonna do? Amen. It may do better if the average John Doe Russian and Ukrainian will get on their face before God and make up their mind regardless of what the Eastern Orthodox Church does. We're gonna serve God. Amen. I preached last night about the beating, the valley of decision, and how that we take responsibility in the last analysis for our condition. Huh? And how we come out of the threshing, come home. Amen. Ah, yes. If the Lord don't thrash us, why does he thrash us? Why does anybody thrash anything? I mean, we don't eat corn cobs in our cornbread. It's got to be separated. We don't eat corn cobs in our... We don't eat a straw in our cornflakes. Amen. No, it's got to be separated. And so it's got to be thrashed. It's got to be busted up and the cobs blown away. Amen. And the corn cleaned and the wheat cleaned and the grain cleaned and cleaned and cleaned. The rice has not only got to be separated from the stalk and the straw, it's got to be polished. The bran's got to be ground off of it and polished. Hey, we got to make up our mind no matter what. We're going to hold on. If we get blown away by every wind of doctrine, you know what's a good sign of? We're chaff instead of grain. We let everything in the world blow us out of the saddle. You know what's a good sign of? We're chaff. Amen. I mean, it ain't going to help change churches. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not against anybody changing churches for the better if you feel led, but it ain't gonna change you none. You're gonna have to make up your mind. I'm gonna live for God. You know why the general run of the mill person changes churches? It's not cause they're looking for a standard generally. It's cause they're looking for a church without one. Think about that for a while. We've had a few come the highway looking for a standard. We've had a whole bunch more leave because they didn't want one. Huh? They lit in a church that didn't have any standard. They lit in a church where anything goes. Huh? Praise God. No, you don't want to get programmed like that. I mean, church jumping ain't going to help any. We need to settle down, glory to God, and do God's work. I'm not trying to hold preachers down. Preachers have got to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And sometimes people get moved in their work from one city to another, but you don't have to backslide. You'd be surprised the people that came up here from Kentucky. Well, I just couldn't find a church like we had back home. Hey, if you can't find one like you had back home, you've got an obligation and a debt to God to build one. Well, they just don't worship God like I did back home. That's a lie. You just didn't look hard enough. Amen. I'll tell you, the country tradition is preserved better in the city than it is in the country today. If it hadn't been for some churches like this one and a whole bunch more in this Miami Valley, a lot of the country tradition wouldn't have been preserved, because there's a lot of folks back home, amen, that's watching the tube, and they've been brainwashed by what's on the air, and they've gone old and bitter, and a generation is passing, and we're crossing into a brand new day and a brand new era, and if we're not careful, we'll be eliminated when God either raptures us or moves us into a grand and glorious new day. And there'll be one old man. Well, Caleb said, there's not very many of us. I think I'll just stay over here in the wilderness. Amen. But hey, just as soon as the main body crossed over Jordan, and they took the land, the manna quit falling. Just as soon as they crossed over Jordan, amen, God quit doing those things he did to feed them. They ate off of the land. They had to conquer territory for God. Some people get the idea, because God don't pet them like he did when they first got saved, that they ain't got anything. You know what? You're still trying to eat manna when you need to take the mountains. Hallelujah. You're still looking for some manna. You're still looking for a gravy train when you need to take the vineyards of the Canaanites and drink water out of wells you didn't dig, and live in houses that you didn't build, and claim the Canaan of God. Well, it's just not like it used to be when I was a kid and we was all singing in the choir. What'd you leave for? I mean, we'll let you sing in the choir all the way through. Amen. You never did have to quit. I'm talking about the ones that left. Got that old sing song. Well, it's just not like it was. It sure ain't. You made up your mind to live it up in the world. You made up your mind to eat the slop out of the devil's trough. You made up your mind to take a trip to the far country and eat slops with the hogs. You got to take responsibility for your actions. I, me, being a citizen of one, I decide that I am going to go through. Hallelujah. Ooh. See, they just didn't treat me right. Well, they didn't treat Cornelius very good either. But he kept piling it up. They didn't treat the ones that preached to him very good either. But they just kept preaching, didn't they? James had to come to the rescue in the 15th chapter of Acts. Amen. Said how that God did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And after that, he'll return and rebuild the tabernacle of David, that the residue of men might seek unto God. Oh, glory to God. Hey, this is our day. This is our time. Quit copping out. Amen. Well, I like to do this and I like to do that, and I like my this and I like my that. You like it better than heaven? You like it better than the Holy Ghost? You like it better than the fellowship of the saints? You like it better than the precious approval and favor of the divine God who gives us every breath that we breathe, that promises us someday to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the job. Oh, I intend to get right someday. Hey, there's a bunch of them intended to get right. They wound up against Moses. They wound up against God. Hey, and it wasn't but one old man that made it in. Besides Joshua. Just one old man. Hey, we're not heaven yet. We still got a battle to fight. If there's a valley to walk, let's walk it. If there's a mountain to climb, let's climb it. Ooh, glory to God. If there's a storm to go through, let's get at it. Come on. Amen. Whatever we got to walk through. If there's a river to cross, let's ford it. Praise God. Too many sunsets lie behind the mountain. Too many rivers my feet have walked through. Too many treasures are waiting over yonder. And there's too much to gain to lose. It may not be very many. I'd like to be one of them, wouldn't you? Whew. Amen. That was Caleb. Amen. He was with a bunch of 60-year-olds. It's not so bad to be the only old man if it's a bunch of 60-year-olds not too far behind. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Like that lady in the rest home, she was 100 years old. Amen. Still quite peart, they call it in Arkansas and Kentucky. Amen. She had a son that was about 80 or 88, and she's looking for him a girlfriend in a rest home. Amen. Yeah. Amen. You're trying to find him a girlfriend in the rest home. Bless your heart. You, glory to God. Let's go on with God, will ya? Amen. Let's rise up on our haunches and say, get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. God's not finished with me yet. If it just a few old men goes in, I'd like to be one of them. Stand with me tonight. Let's ask God, amen, to touch our lives, Lord. Touch us in the area of personal responsibility. Help us to realize in the last analysis it's nobody's record and nobody to blame but mine. And we'll stand before God for ourselves, first and foremost and above all. Help us to have a determination to live for God, to go through in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. As they sing. Let's come around God's altar. Amen. Let's ask God who gives strength to Caleb, who gave strength to Joshua. Amen. To take us through. He can do it. Praise God.